thorns. When did they first appear?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker at the Answers in Genesis family conferences. Well, Ken, isn't the answer rather simple here? Doesn't the Bible tell us that thorns came after the curse?
Well, Mark, you're absolutely right. But for the many Christians who believe the fossil record is millions of years old, they have to accept that the curse had nothing to do with thorns and thistles. You see, there are many examples of fossil thorns buried in rock layers. Evolutionists say they're millions of years old. Thus, these thorns were allegedly in existence millions of years before the first man existed. But let's read Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, where God said to Adam, "Because you've heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field." See, Mark, if God's word's true, then thorns could not have existed before Adam sinned. You know what this means? Christians who believe God's infallible word can't believe in man's fallible word about millions of years.
For more great information on why Christians should not believe there were many millions of years of death and suffering before Adam, we invite you to visit our attractive website and get our new free booklet on this idea of millions of years. Go to AnswersRadio.com. That's AnswersRadio.com.